So, Jesus Christ, huh?
Yeah.
Savior of man, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
Welcome to Misinformation 29. I'm Zach.
I'm Eric.
Hey, welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
2 weeks in a row. It's like a run.
I know.
It's awesome.
So, I was sitting on my couch.
Well, let's get right into it.
Hey, man. I got this is exciting. Well, this is so exciting.
This is kind of a change of pace for me because, you know, when I'm dealing with Weller, it's like, so, anything happened this week? Nope. Oh, great. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, that guy's like Toby from The Office. So, I'm just... sitting on the couch waiting for it to be time to come over, waiting for the Dr. Phil to end so you don't get mad at me for interrupting your you time.
I can't miss my Dr.
And
Phil.
I'm shutting the laptop, and I see out of the corner of my eye, I see somebody walking up to the front door, and I'm like, fuck, who's this? So I open the
meter
door.
Meter man?
Yeah, I wish.
Not the meter man?
No. No, not even someone like trying to hit me up for money. Worse.
Mormons. Oh, sweet Jesus. I mean.
They certainly think so. Yeah. So they handed me this awesome pamphlet, The Restoration of the Gospel of Jesus Christ.
Well, let's give you a little background on the Mormons, just in case you missed the episode entitled Mormon Than You.
Yeah.
The Mormons are kind of a weird bunch of dudes, okay? They believe that Jesus came back already,
yeah.
And he came to the United States, high-fived some Indians, and gave a guy named John Smith, like, the lowdown on what's really going on.
Yes.
Okay, and then John Smith became, like, a Latter-day prophet.
Indeed he did.
Hence the Latter-day Saints.
Yes.
Right? And they have a whole new, they have like a new Testament.
Yeah.
Like New Testament part two.
It's like 2.1.
Yeah. Version. And they wear special underwear because if anything touches your genitals, it's got to be, you know, pure because that's, you know, closer than God or something.
Yeah.
Shit. So they got some weird beliefs. Continue.
So elders Rushton and Klein.
That sounds like a law firm. You sure they're with Jews?
Yeah. I think that maybe they're going through some crisis. Okay, anyway, they left me this pamphlet. It's got their cell phone numbers and an address on the back. Pretty cool. And, yeah, the pictures. Check this out.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That looks like they're turning him into a circus seal. I see three guys. All three of them have their hands on the top of this gentleman's head. And guess what he's ready to do?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What? Okay, now it's three guys in white robes. One of them may be Jesus, but I can't tell because his hair is very, very, very short. And I haven't read the whole pamphlet. But it looks like they are definitely directing this man's head towards their genitalia.
Oh, yeah.
It is very, very, very inappropriate.
So I'm having trouble. Are they supposed to be helping you find God, or are they the ones seeing God?
I think they're seeing their old faces.
Yeah, I think something's going on there. And then Check this one out.
Well, and that's very obviously the Jeebus. Well, except for it's barring some accuracy because that's a white guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no way on this green earth that Jesus was a white guy. Okay.
And what's he doing with that lamb?
Getting it ready.
Yeah. That looks... That is a look of longing.
That's
right
a little
there.
Cuddle. A little cuddle. We're going to hell.
I already told them I was an atheist.
What? Did you tell the Mormons you're an atheist? Did their heads explode?
I really hoped that they would get that kind of shaky head thing, like that scene from Scanners where you're ready for the dude's head to blow up. But they just kind of were like, well, this reading changed my life, and we would love to share it with you if you ever have the time. So I kept giving them the blow off. And
They probably get that a lot, though.
Well, apparently they want the blow off. Yeah, if you look at these pictures.
We're going to have to scan a couple of those pictures in and put them on the quick stop thread because
you can't make this up, folks.
No,
this
no.
Shit is great.
That writes itself. You know, it's weird because I've been reading the Da Vinci Code.
Yeah.
Yeah, which, you know, everybody's going to be like, oh, mainstream literature. Oh, yeah. You sheep. Like, yeah, okay.
Well, we,
Well, okay. Anyway, yeah. I need something to read while I poop.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty much what the Da Vinci Code is for me. And it's a good book. It's not going to change my fucking life. But,
sure.
Yeah, for those of you who haven't read it, there's really no way to do it without a spoiler, but it's been out for so long that you have to know what the whole idea behind it is. And even reading it, you kind of know from the beginning.
Yeah.
Basically, the thought process is that Jesus Christ, Mary Magdalene, fucked and got married and had some babies.
Indeed.
Right, which I find to be an extremely likely thing.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Right, there's no way that Jeebus wasn't getting his fucking on, right? Because most popular dude of the time, right? That'd be like fucking Brad Pitt never getting laid.
Yeah, not fucking likely.
Right, right. And, you know, barring all of the miracles, water to wine, make a blind man see, all this
Why
shit.
Do you think he was in such a good mood and giving nature?
Yeah, really. Really. I would think that any man in his late 20s to early 30s who wasn't getting laid would be laying no hands on anyone but himself.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
What's up with this dude here that looks like Zeus?
That's probably Methuselah.
Yeah.
That's just throwing out Bible names.
I know.
Methuselah. That's Job. That's
Job.
That's fucking Job. I love my Job. Few people knew that Job was actually a Mexican.
Yeah.
So he pronounced his name Job. And he loved his Job.
He did.
He loved his Job so much he betrayed Jesus.
Awesome.
Oh, no, that was Judas that betrayed Jesus, not Job.
I did tell the Mormons, the elders, if you will,
right,
that I had to leave because I was going to record a podcast. They seemed very interested. Maybe I'll send them a copy. When
Are you
done.
Serious?
Yes.
So you told them?
Yes, I did.
Did you have to explain to them the wonders of a technological world and what a podcast actually was?
Dude.
I know they're not cavemen, but,
yeah,
you know.
But still, no, I did not.
You should have explained to them, you know what the best way to get the word out? The internet.
Dude, if it'll stop them going door to door, then that's fine, because I can ignore some shit I don't want to listen to on the internet.
I think it would be great if they had a Yay Jesus podcast.
Yeah.
And that's what it should be called, Yay Jesus.
But wouldn't it be hard if it was like Yay Yeezus? How do you...
Well, that's only in like South Central.
Yeah. That's it could happen.
And I believe there it's pronounced Hazels.
Well, you know, I'm not going to be surprised at all if they come back through the neighborhood, because there was a lot of people I saw just not answering their door. They'll be back. So if they do.
Were they wearing the white shirts and the ties?
Yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And the long coats?
Oh, yeah.
Long black coats?
Yeah, yeah.
They basically dress like...
And they had the name tags.
Oh, they wearing name tags
Yeah,
now?
Elder Klein. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's fancy. I don't remember. Usually they're like riding bicycles with short sleeve white shirts on. They look like they work in an office.
Well, they asked me if I'd ever talked to any Mormons before. They didn't say Mormons. They said, have you ever had anyone try to share with you the gift of? And I'm like, yeah, I have.
Well, and the thing
and, you
is,
know, the two that did, they were the typical. They rode the bikes. They had the short white sleeve shirts with the tie.
And bicycle helmets.
And.
You know what I want to ask? You know what I want to ask a Mormon who's all dressed up, riding their bicycle with the helmet on?
What?
If you're really so pious and Jesus loves you so much, why do you need the helmet?
Yeah.
Won't he keep you from falling off that bike? You're spreading his word, which is supposed to make you like, oh.
You're an instrument of God.
Yeah, right. Well, you'll be a broken instrument when you fall off that bike.
Slightly out of tune.
Indeed. But, you know, you just want to ask him stuff like that. Be like, if you're so sure God's going to protect you, why do you wear that helmet?
Yeah.
Right?
Indeed.
And why do they feel the need to ride bicycles and walk? Can't they just drive?
I don't know.
But they
There's
don't.
Some kind of wacky rule about that or what it is.
Well, and those are usually the ones that are, you know, because that's their mission. Like, when they reach a certain age, they're supposed to go on a mission.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them, like, the real gung-ho ones will go to, like, Paraguay or something.
Yeah.
It's the ones that are walking around your neighborhood that you should just be like, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, you're not giving enough.
You slack-ass Mormon.
What kind of sacrifice is this?
This is nothing. You're going to be home to eat supper tonight and watch the Family Guy, you heretic.
Yeah. You'll watch it, but you won't laugh at any of the jokes.
Right, or at least
That's
you won't
like
understand.
An admission of guilt.
You know, and the weird thing is, I know a few Mormons around here, and they're all pretty decent people, and it's not quite as extreme here, but the further west you go, the wackier it gets, man. It gets, whew.
Yeah, I wasn't lying to them. I really did. A few years back, a friend of mine lived in an apartment off Cedar Heights, and there were two Mormons that lived in her building.
Oh, wow.
So they'd swing by all the time, and... Most of the time they wouldn't talk shop. Sometimes they would. But the funny thing is I always tried to get them to swear or to watch something that they shouldn't watch. And they would never swear. And the closest I ever got them to was we were watching, I think we must have been watching Die Hard because it was Bruce Willis. And one of the Mormons was like, man, that Bruce guy really kicks A.
Can you say that? He's like, I love the part where he says, Yippee-ki-yay, Yom Kippur.
Yeah. What? But it was just, it's funny, man. They're a strange bunch.
Well, and it's weird because we don't have, like, our religions around here aren't quite so, what's the word I'm looking for? Not right-wing, but, like, aren't quite so fanatic.
Yeah.
But the further, like, Baptists. Like, our Baptists around here, like, the kids that go to Walnut Ridge, they weren't allowed to have – it's a Baptist academy, a private school around here, like, K through 12. They weren't allowed to have dances and stuff like that. But that's pretty much all the further it went. You go down south, and they're not allowed to dance. They're not allowed to listen to music.
It's
they're
like
not allowed,
Footloose, dude.
Yeah, they can't use vowels.
No.
Like, it's ridiculous. They're fucking fanatic, and they're dancing with snakes and shit down there. But it's like the further south you go on Baptists and the further west you go on Mormons, it just gets wacky. And the fucking Jehovah's, we don't even have to worry about them getting pissed and hearing this because they're not allowed to use computers.
Yeah. All right? It's a devil's instrument.
The fucking Jehovah's Witnesses are nut jobs, man.
I'm lucky it wasn't them that showed up at the door.
I'd
still be there trying to get rid of them now.
You'd have to throw a shoulder into one and cut the other one's throat.
I think so.
I mean, they're a tough bunch.
Anyone have any fucking sharp implements made of iron?
Well, they're pissed off because if I had to go my whole life without celebrating my birthday, I'd be a little cranky too.
Yeah.
They're not allowed to celebrate the birthday. They can't say the Pledge of Allegiance because they're pledging their souls or something to someone other than God. One of the youngest, Jenny's youngest, has I assume he's got to be a Jehovah's Witness in his class at school. And that kid's not allowed to do anything, man. Anything. He can't spend the night at anybody's house because he might celebrate
be subjected
something
to something that he's not.
Right. And he we had a kid. I remember I had a kid in my elementary school, and like he couldn't watch if we had like a film strip back when we had film strips.
Yeah, so they had to like leave the class.
Yeah, he had to
leave. They got to sit in the hall. Yep. They take their desk into the hall and shit. Those kids were like lepers, man. People were like, whoa.
Well, that's because you're afraid it was contagious.
Yeah, you're
man.
Like, what the fuck, man?
Are you going to take my Halloween away? I love Halloween. I want to dress up. That's exactly how it was.
It was.
Because they couldn't do nothing. We'd have the Christmas parties, and his mom would come get him early.
Yeah.
You know, or he'd have to sit in the hall, which I thought was mean as shit.
But
it wasn't like the teacher was like, go to the hall. He's like, I have to go to the hall now. Like, just stay in here and have fun, man. We won't tell nobody.
Yeah.
Jesus can't see in a school. Separation of church and state. Shit. Yeah.
Just don't drink the punch. You can't hide fruit punch mouth.
Yeah. Don't worry. It won't be great punch. Yeah. We know how your people handle that.
Yeah. Dude.
This is the best episode ever. I hate religions. They're all evil.
Yeah, welcome to Jesus Cast.
Oh, I don't think this is Jesus. This would probably be anti-Jesus.
Yeah, it would.
Hey, let me say, I don't have anything against the man himself.
No.
Just the perversion of the message.
Yeah, I hate all of his fucking disciples.
Yeah, all 72 of them.
Yeah.
How many were there?
I don't
12.
Know.
12, right? Because Chris Rock was the 13th one.
Yeah, he was the 13th apostle.
That's true. Are apostles, now, is it the same thing, an apostle and a disciple? Are they the same guys?
I don't know, man.
And apparently Mary Magdalene was one of them secretly, mm-hmm. according to the mm-hmm. code, mm-hmm. the Da Vinci Code,
yeah.
where they fucked. Jesus fucked. I'm telling you, Jesus fucked, okay? I don't care what anybody says. Jesus got his fucking swerve on.
Oh, yeah.
He had that hippie hair. Fucking
passing pimping. Out the fucking hippie lettuce at all the parties.
Pimping around town, you know, fucking being Jesus. Like, you know who I am? I'm fucking Jesus here. You know what I mean?
Forget about it.
Apparently, he went from being a fucking Jew to a mafia boss there.
What happened?
My impressions have been shitball terrible lately.
What, like your Hank Hill?
Yeah. Did you see that?
Well, I did, but Laura listened to the podcast, and that was the first. She's like, that sounds like Hank Hill.
Yeah.
I didn't have the heart to tell
him. That's because I can't do Clinton.
Well, yeah.
And I don't know why. Like, I'm really bad at doing impressions on command.
Yeah.
Like, I've got maybe three people that I can do on command, and they never sound like the right person.
Yeah.
It's a really fucked up deal.
I'm the same way. I can do a lot of impressions or, you know, a lot of things like that. But when somebody commands me to do it and puts pressure, I'm like,
You know what that means?
Nah.
We're not good at them. We're not good at all.
My mom told me I was.
Yeah, well, there you have it. Your mom also lets your idiot man-child brother live in her home.
Oh,
so
God.
Her judgment is suspect.
It's true.
okay, check this shit out. Okay, this is great. I fucking walk into work the other day, and we've got, like, a little meeting room at work where we all kind of hang out before, like, the big meeting that we have before work starts happens.
Sure.
And we walk in, and everybody's sitting around, and it gets real quiet. And all of a sudden, one of the guys goes, "Hey, nice fucking podcast this week." I'm like, "Thanks. Did you listen?" "Yeah, Especially the part where that guy's brother spooged all over his cap. There's a fucking intern there, and she's just sitting in the chair. And I turn to look at him, and I'm like...
That's awesome.
And then she slowly turns around and does that real slow take and looks at me and just stares at me for a second and then busts up laughing. I'm like, oh, thank God I get to keep my job. I was like...
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could have been a tense moment.
So I've been doing your impression of him. So I've been doing my impression of your impression of him all week.
Oh, God.
Like, just out of nowhere, I'll just turn to Jenny and be like, oh, you got some weird stuff on him. I didn't want to. I had to. Couldn't leave him like that. He's gross.
Dude. And people that know, like Laura, she, you know, she was there. She knows.
Right, right.
Hilarious. She thought that was funny as shit.
Oh, I think it's, I thought it was a hilarious story. And so did a lot of people. A lot of people were like, what a fucked up deal, man.
Yeah.
How are you going to fucking throw some cum on your brother's cat? That's pretty much the, I was like, well, you know, in his defense, he probably didn't know the little fellow was there.
Dude, it's either that. It's either that or it's the opposite, and he had, like, the world's biggest tube and was trying to fucking gerbil that thing in there.
Easy. 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 Have you been fucking pimping the shows on your MySpace and stuff? No?
No, shame on me.
Yeah, send out a fucking bulletin when the shows come out, man. We gotta spread the word.
It's true.
And if your friends know that you're co-hosting this thing, they'll probably start listening.
They that might be a bad thing.
Eh, not really. The only person we talk shit about is your brother, and he knows he's a douche.
Blanya, and that's work, and if anything gets negative at work.
Oh, is Blanya on your MySpace?
Yeah.
Drop her.
Yeah.
It's not like it hasn't happened to her before.
Oh!
Oh,
God.
Oh!
Hi-ho! Hi-hi-ha! Nice shot.
Indeed. In her ear. What?
Oh.
Who? What happened?
I don't know.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Shit.
Fuck. Dude, half the people you work with are on my Facebook. I still send shit out.
That's true.
And you never say where you work. It's cool.
Yeah.
Weller slipped a couple weeks ago.
Did he?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then he's like, I just got investments. It's not through there. Talking about his 401k.
Oh, I heard that. Yeah, that was awesome.
You fucking idiot. Yeah, so, nah, man. Okay.
I do need to share the word.
Yeah, we need to. Yeah, we need to, the New Testament, according to Zach and Eric and Weller and Adam.
I think we could learn a few things from the Latter-day Saints. We could come up with a little pamphlet. We could hire somebody out to walk door to door.
We can't afford to hire anybody. It'd have to be a Goodwill deal. Yeah. And I don't mean like people that work at Goodwill. Hello, would you like to learn about me from my son? No, like they would do it for Goodwill, like under the guise of Goodwill.
We could find someone to do it for like a sandwich and a 40.
We're not hiring Carl.
Damn it!
That fucking guy is done. But I, you know, I keep telling everybody to email.
Yeah.
News?
Somebody did.
No, nobody did. Not even one.
God damn
it. Not even one. Not a single solitary email to misinformationpodcast@gmail.com.
That's horrible.
It is ridiculous because it was a simple email request. Just tell us who you are and where you're listening from. That's all I want to know. I want to know who you are and where you're listening from. That's all I ask. It's not really that big of a deal.
It's not.
But I'm starting to get a little fucking hurt.
Yeah.
Because most of the people that listen are on the internet all goddamn day. Like, it'd be that hard to just shoot us an email, and then we'll talk about it on the show and be like, hey, this is so-and-so. They listen from such-and-such. Hey, look, you're kind of a celebrity for a minute.
Yeah.
You're probably more popular than us, just from us mentioning you, which wouldn't take much.
No, not really. Seven other people know who you are now.
Yeah, all seven of them.
We'll watch them fall. The intellect and the savoir faire.
That was for Dan.
How about you promise him that if he sends a message, you will refrain from singing
for at least...
Dan messages
us all the time. I know where Dan's calling.
Oh, okay.
Dan's from Hong. Dan's living in Hong Kong.
All right.
American expatriate living in Hong Kong.
Cool.
Yeah, that's the former DTCBBCD.
Yeah,
so he finally told me his real name was Dan. It makes it a lot easier to refer to him.
Excellent.
Yeah, because I get those letters
that slew
wrong.
Of initials.
Yeah, that's a lot
like,
of letters.
Fuck.
So yes, Dan. Dan, yeah. Actually, Dan is a pretty regular. He puts comments on the Podbean page and everything.
Cool.
Yeah, so he's a pretty regular feedback consultant, if you will.
Excellent.
But other than that, I mean, a little bit in the boards at quickstopentertainment.com in the forums, but I just like some emails. I would like to know who our listeners are. Neon Vomit. Disgusting name, but he listens a lot, and he appreciated that we shouted out to him last week. We were talking about, I can't remember what we were talking about, but we mentioned him specifically, and he's like, hey, thanks, man, for the shout out. I'm like, yeah, all four, when one of our four listeners says something, we like to acknowledge it, because without them, we wouldn't have four listeners.
No, we wouldn't. We'd yeah. have the cat that's sitting in the chair right now.
And even he looks bored.
He does look bored.
He's like, seriously, you guys about done? I was having more fun watching Zach play Viking Battle for Asgard.
Mm,
yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, I'm locked up on it right now. I'm having a hell of a time.
Where you at?
Second Island.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a dragon that flies around on top of me, but no way to use him.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty queer.
I'm at the what I assume would be the last battle, and I just quit playing.
Yeah.
I think I got sick of it for now.
Well, it's pretty repetitive.
Take a break. Yeah.
Is there any way to purchase dragon runes so that you can call the dragon?
You got to find them.
Because I didn't really use him. Didn't really use him at all in the big battle on the first island. It was retarded because you got to kill the two shaman.
Yeah.
And you have to have two dragon runes to kill one shaman. Well, I walked in there with none, so I killed a shaman. And then it gave me one dragon rune. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, now I'll use this dragon rune to kill these archers back here and kind of take some heat off me. Thinking, okay, well, I'll kill this other shaman. It'll give me two dragon runes, and then I'd use the dragon to kill everybody else. No, you kill the second shaman, and you're done. I'm like, that's queer.
Dude, all that talk of dragons and runes, you just channeled my brother for a minute.
Sorry.
God, how's your cat?
Clean. I did beat the Force Unleashed though in like 3 days.
Yeah, I told you, not very hard, but it was fun.
Yeah, I'm gonna play back through it. I'm like, yeah, what up? I'm gonna play back through it.
Yeah, again. I wanted to unlock some of the other stuff in there, like the different costumes.
Well, I only have two lightsaber colors unlocked.
I have like almost all of them except the one that I want.
Which one's that?
It's like reversed, like the inside of it's black and the outside light of it.
Oh,
is
I
white.
Saw that. Yeah.
But wait, okay, I got. Are you happy?
Just in, are you happy in life? Now?
Did you hear what you've done?
What?
I think Terrence Howard heard you.
Yeah. I just read that before you came over. Is that fucking pimp?
Yeah,
or what?
Dude. Now
that
we get awesome. Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle, the man, the myth, the personality.
Yeah.
Because that's one thing Terrence Howard is lacking, is he has no fucking personality. I finally figured it out the other day. He's the black Greg Kinnear.
Oh, no.
No, that's not fair. Greg Kinnear has personality. Talk soup, for Christ's sake. He's the black... who's a guy, a white guy with no personality? The black...
Uh-oh.
Lucky number 11. 30 Days and 30 Nights.
Josh Hartnett.
He's the black Josh Hartnett.
Wow.
He gets a lot of fucking deep, heavy roles,
and
but...
And he just doesn't do much with
it. No, he just looks a lot at the camera and grins.
And it's weird. Something must have happened to change his mind quick, like I'm saying, he heard you. Because he had been talking
absolutely.
About how excited he was to get to play War Machine and do all this other stuff in the next movie, and now all of a sudden he's just like, I'm not doing it.
Absolutely. I fucking crushed that man.
Yeah.
That man was an Oscar nominee, and I fucking crushed him, and I took his soul, and I fucking ground it up in one of those mortar and pestles, and then I fucking put it in an energy drink, drank it, pissed half of it out, and the rest came out as protein in my shit.
Awesome job.
That's what I did to Terrence Howard.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's great.
I fucking changed the world.
You did change the world.
Yeah. No, he's just not getting enough money.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Or they were like, nope, no War Machine yet. Well, fuck that then. Yeah, I'm not doing it.
I was gay enough in the first one. What am I going to do? Walk into the fucking little Iron Man cave he has down there and go, okay, well, maybe not this time.
But definitely next time. I think.
Maybe. In the third movie, time.
For sure.
Maybe.
Yeah.
At least give me Halle Berry to fuck, for Christ's sake.
No, he turned that down to do Hustle and Flow 2.
Yeah. It's hard outside for a pimp. I fucking hate that
movie.
The new
version will be It Still Ain't Easy.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
It still ain't easy for a pimp. When you're wearing a War Machine mask, they won't give you the rest. It still ain't easy for a pimp.
Wow.
Yeah. I just can't. I wish Gwyneth Paltrow wasn't the chick, too.
Yeah.
Who would
you like to see?
Anybody but her. Like, I wanted to fuck the blonde chick with the wacky teeth more than I wanted to fuck her.
Yeah.
You know, the reporter chick with the perfect
with the veneers
teeth. Yeah, with the absolutely perfect teeth. Phlegmy. Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow doesn't, no sensuality there for me at all.
Yeah.
Like, none. I'm like, eh.
I love that we went from last week, you're like, I have no complaints about that movie. And then you came up with two. And now we're talking about it again, and you already have another thing you don't like about that movie. Dude, if we talk about this movie again a month from now, you're like, dude, that was a total piece of shit. I don't know what I was thinking.
I'm a finicky son of a bitch.
Yeah,
what can I say?
Right on.
I had a buddy at work tell me, he's like, I didn't really like it that much. I'm like, you can go to hell and you die.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much how I felt about that.
Yeah.
That's a fine film. It's just, you know, not perfect.
No, but it's great. Not perfect.
I need to go get Indiana Jones today. Yeah. Today.
You're combined.
Today. Well, it's we're recording early, so I'm all fucking thrown off. Yeah, it's 4:35 p.m. for Christ's sake right now. This is very early.
Yeah, we're like 10 hours ahead of when we normally record.
I'm drinking Diet Pepsi right now because like I have to go to the radio station after we're done here, and I'm not allowed to drink beer 8 hours before I go into the radio station.
Because they're afraid you might break something, huh?
Yeah, like I did last time. Yeah. Well, I thought I... Oops, sorry. I'm chewing ice in the mic. Okay.
Yum, yum.
Yeah, that pisses people off, man. People will fucking freak out. I was at the radio station like 12:30, you know, and all of a sudden everything stopped working. So I call Corey at home, yeah. And I'm like, beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, boop. Ling, 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 ling. You've reached Corey. Please leave a message. Fuck! Nothing is working. Everything is broken. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Call me back. So about 20 minutes later, I figure out, you know, everything. It wasn't my fault. It was something wrong with the server. And so I kind of limp through and fix it. And he still doesn't call me back. So I pick up my phone. And I'm like, well, just in case I didn't wake him up, I'll just text him. You know, because I didn't want to call him and go, oh, false alarm. Yeah. You know, and be like, well, I didn't even hear it the first time. But the second time, thanks, asshole.
Yeah.
Thanks for waking me up to tell me nothing's wrong. So I just text myself. I'm like, ignore that voicemail. I figured out what was wrong. I'll call you tomorrow and explain it to you. So I talked to him the next day, and he's like, yeah, I heard the phone ring, and it woke me up, but it was clear across the room, so I kind of sat up in bed, and I looked at it, realized it was you, and you probably had a problem, so I decided, well, I better wake up before I have to talk to him about his problem. I don't want to give him the wrong answer, and then I fell back to sleep. Well, and then I get your text message that said everything was okay, so I was like, fuck this, I'm going back to bed.
Nice.
Well, he told me I could call him anytime I had a problem, but I
just doesn't mean he'll respond readily.
Well, the worst part is I'm sitting there looking at this fucking computer screen. Well, I've got two computer screens in there, and I'm looking at both of them like, what the fuck do I do? What the fuck do I do? What the fuck do I do? And I, for like 20 minutes, I'm like, I don't want to call him and wake him up. I don't want to call him and wake him up. And finally, I'm like, fuck, it's going to be dead air. I got to call him. And then he doesn't even answer the phone. Like, fuck that. Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sweet. So
Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I'm going to pick it up today.
Yeah.
I look forward to seeing it for the second time.
Yeah.
Barring a couple scenes.
Yeah.
A couple scenes. All I'm going to say is monkeys.
That's
all I'm going to say, and that won't ruin anything for anybody. It's not a major plot point, but when you see it, you're going to go,
why the fuck?
Yeah, is that really necessary?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, it's completely unnecessary. But other than that, it's some pretty decent performances.
Yeah.
I wasn't real, and there won't be any spoilers in this, but I wasn't real, was it Cate Blanchett?
Yeah. Yeah, not really.
The problem I had with her is I knew it was Cate Blanchett. And it kind of took me out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I know who she is, and I know she's not fucking Russian.
Yeah.
You know, so why not just bring in, like, that chick from fucking Chuck, a blonde chick?
Yeah.
Her last name's, like, Ivanov or something. Can she be Russian?
Yeah.
Mad?
I think she could pull it off.
I'd give her the old dirty Russian. She's hot chick. I like
that
show.
I haven't watched that show too much. I watched it last night.
Yeah. So you haven't watched it from the beginning?
No.
You need to watch from the beginning.
I know that, but I thought I'd check one episode out just to see, and I liked it.
Yeah, it's superbly written, and it's got a lot of heart. Like, I'll give it that.
I think I'm going to get it.
Oh, I would. Yeah, and you can actually watch them on NBC.com.
Yeah.
It's got the season ones, the old episodes, and then up-to-date season two episodes now. That's how I watched last week's, because it didn't DirecTV.
Yeah, that's not... Steering away.
No.
The Hulk comes out next Tuesday.
Yeah, it does. And angry.
Green. Calm. No.
No, they had a problem with what's wrong with me?
You can't even think. You're so angry.
I'm so fucking angry. With a software update to the HD DVR.
Okay.
So once I rebooted it, everything was fine, but it didn't record Chuck last week.
Okay.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. But the picture is better now for some reason.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, on some channels. Some stuff comes in, but have you noticed that with yours?
Yeah, some channels are awesome. Other channels don't.
Well, and even depending on the show that's on that channel.
Yeah.
Like, Dr. Phil, not incredibly sharp, but Conan O'Brien, holy shit, it's like you could slap him.
You could count the threads in his jacket. Yeah. You're like, whoa. Yeah.
And I guess probably different productions have different cameras that they use.
But no, a huge difference from show to show and channel to channel.
But I'm okay.
I was gonna say, I finally have had my dissatisfying experience with DirecTV.
Oh, really? Do tell.
Okay, so first of all, when I initially signed up for them, I signed up for the same package that you have now.
Right.
Okay. So then that kind of gets fucked up, and for some reason they call me. I did it online. Oh, he's chewing ice. I was like, why is he covering his mouth? What's going on? Who's behind me? So they call me because they got it fucked up. And then the bitch that takes my order. Yeah, fuck that bitch. That bitch. She knows who she is. That bitch. She fucks up my order even more severely so that when the guy comes to hook me up finally, which didn't take as long as it did for you.
Yeah, 5 hours.
So that was my. Okay. Anyway, he comes and he hooks up my HD dish and all that, but he brings me just the HD receiver, not the DVR. And I'm like, you fucks. So he tells me, he's like, no, it's no problem. Just call them and they'll place another order through us and we can bring one out. I just can't hook one up for you unless that's what's been ordered.
Right.
So he hooks me up and that's fine, whatever. I call them a couple days later to go ahead and order the DVR and they're like, all right, sure. We'll call you back in up to 72 hours to set up an appointment. We can't get a hold of them right now. You know, Direct Tech, who does all this.
You had those same fuckers? So wait.
No. So he's like, or could you call us back in 24 hours? Because that's what we sound. They sound kind of like Reggie. Yeah. You know Reggie.
Reggie.
Who actually, by the way, he's the one that first pitched DirecTV to me. Because Eric, you'll love it. Love it. Eric. Eric. DirecTV.
This joke is so deep inside that no one could possibly get it. But let me vouch for Eric right now, saying he is the most dead-on impersonation of Reggie.
He's a black Baptist minister.
The nicest guy in the world, but he is doing a hell of a Reggie right now. Continue.
Eric, you will love DirecTV. You need to get it. So I get Reggie's cousin on the phone, apparently, because the guy sounded kind of like him. And he's like, if you could call us back in about 24 hours, we could set you up.
I didn't know that the Reverend Jesse James worked for Jesse Jackson worked for DirecTV.
Monster Garage? What?
Yeah.
No, so I'm like, fuck, whatever. I'll let them call me back. Fuck this. I'm not going to chase them down. I can watch what I have for now.
Right.
So finally, they call me. I'm out hooking up a component for my car stereo. They call. I answer the phone real quick. They tell me their next available appointment, and I thought maybe I heard them wrong because I'm like elbow deep in fucking stereo wires. So I'm like, hold on, what was that?
January?
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Like Thanksgiving Day. Who the fuck is home on Thanksgiving Day?
Right.
So I was like,
they were actually going to do it on Thanksgiving Day, though?
Yeah. I was like, no. I was like, can I call you guys back and set up an appointment that'll work for me? I can't really talk to you right now. So, like, fine. So I call them back, and I say, you know what? Forget it. I'll just buy one. You can buy it. They're $100 to lease.
Yeah.
Or you could buy one for like $160 at Best Buy and then own it.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
So I'm like, fuck this. I'm just going to buy one. So it gets better. I'm not done. They call me.
So I could buy one right now and send this fucker back?
I think so.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. So anyway.
I already paid $100 for this one.
That's awesome. So it wasn't, and it was like $125 after the fee and all that shit anyway. So I was like,
what
fuck
the
that.
Fuck?
So I canceled it. And she said, no problem. I'll go ahead and clear this out. Done.
Right.
Nope. So they proceed to call me for the next 3 following days trying to get me to set up appointments. Finally, this bit, I wish I still had it on my phone. I'd play it for you on speaker on here. Finally, they call me back the third time. They're like, we were calling to attempt to hook up your upgrade, but since we have now called 3 times and you have not answered, we're going to go ahead and clear out this work order. If you decide you want the upgrade in the future, you go ahead and give us a call back. Thanks.
I would have called him and be like, you can take that upgrade and you can shove it up your ass.
No shit. Fuck. Now, the only thing I'm not clear on yet is I haven't done this. If I buy the HD DVR, do I have to still have them do anything so that it'll...
As long as you know what kind of dish you have on your roof and everything's aligned and everything, you can do it yourself. It's super fucking easy. That was the problem with mine.
Oh, okay.
How many different TVs do you have it hooked up
to? Just one. Just the main one.
Oh, it'll be fucking super easy.
Because in our upstairs little living room that we have, I still have my HD TiVo, and we have MediaCom because it's cheaper to have cable and internet through them than just internet.
Okay.
So we still have like basic cable upstairs. Oh, okay. So I still TiVo shit on there since I don't have a DVR
yet. Yeah, super duper easy, man.
Awesome.
Oh, super easy. Because that's what when
but
I called.
But how do you like that? So the fucking Reggie Jr. is giving me, you know, that you call us. Right, and I'm what? Fuck that. No, I don't want it. And then they hound me for 3 days and then are a bitch to me when they can't get a hold of me. Because I'm like, nope, done with you fuckers. Ignore.
Yeah, I think it's pretty easy. And you can call them and have them walk you through setting it up. That's the peach of it.
I'll do that. I'm going to call RJ.
Can you call him specifically?
Yeah, I will call him.
See, that's when this guy I talked to. You know what else I learned? You know who the department to go to when you want the details of what you want fixed? Cancellations.
Yeah.
Because those motherfuckers are used to telling people what the people need to know to stay with them.
Uh-huh.
So you just call and be like, I want to talk to cancellations. And then we get the guy on cancellations and be like, hey, I need your help fixing something.
Awesome. I will do that.
I got Johnny. Johnny's a fucking smooth pimp, right?
Yeah.
So Johnny walks me through. It takes me 5 minutes to fix the first TV upstairs.
Yeah.
Another 5 minutes to fix the second one. The only problem I'm having down here is, I'm not getting True TV as of yesterday. And a couple other channels that just keep saying searching for satellite.
Oh, really?
Which I don't understand why that would be.
Yeah.
Because if I'm getting the satellite signal for one group of fucking channels, why wouldn't I be getting it for all of them?
They're just not done fucking you in the ass.
No, they're going to drag this on as long as they fucking possibly can.
Jesus,
yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's awful.
I need to call them and have them move my dish, though, before I forget. Because they said, that's the other thing Johnny said, is he said, screw the whole, you pay us $49.95 and then we'll credit you. He's like, we'll just do it for free.
And still give you 6 months free.
Well, I've got the 6 months free already.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm already doing that. So I'm not paying for my
HD. See, that's the only thing that didn't work in my favor. If I had maybe been patient enough to dick around with these assholes, maybe I would have got some free shit too. But I was like,
well,
fuck you.
The way I look at it, I'm not even getting free shit. I'm getting what I was fucking.
That's true. You're not really.
I fucking sat in this house for 3 days, like not shower, afraid to shower. Because I was like, what if I go in to get in the shower and he knocks on the door and he doesn't wait for me to wrap a towel around my balls and get out there? Fuck, it's gonna be another 6 months before he fucking will come back.
That's awful. Now I share your pain. I don't know why anybody has DirecTV, because everybody I've talked to has had bad shit to say, except Reggie, but. Come on.
Reggie lives in a different world.
Yeah, he does.
Reggie's just a fucking overwhelmingly positive cat, man.
Yeah,
He's like, I love my life. Like, all right, Reg, that's great. The rest of us hate ours.
Yeah. Every day. It's fun, too, because...
Hey, apparently the dog wants to bark right now.
Wow.
Holy crap, I had to stop. I had to stop for a minute. That dog was going ape shit up there.
It almost scared the poop out of me.
Yeah, it almost did. You should have seen the look on your face. I'm like, dude, that dog weighs 6 pounds.
Yeah, like bad poop, not like, oh, this movie was awesome, I'm excited poop.
Like actual feces poop. Like a pile of poop.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I did.
Sorry.
That fucking dog, that's the way the dog barks when someone that it knows comes home.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a chihuahua growing up, my dad.
It
terrorized everyone. I swear that thing had fucking selective amnesia, because you could come home and for the first 5 minutes it would act like it didn't know who anybody was. It'd bark at everybody the same.
But I didn't think people really had chihuahuas.
The one thing that drove it especially nuts, though, was anybody in a hat.
Really?
The addition of a hat turned that motherfucker into a bloodthirsty fiend.
Hey, man, you're obviously trying to hide your devil horns underneath that hat, so therefore I will bite you and bark at you. Yip, 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 yip. Kind of a deal.
Not
see,
good.
I did my Mexican okay there on command. That's weird.
There. No Clinton, though.
No.
It was a damn bad hill.
No Clinton.
It was a good Hank Hill, but it was a bad ass Clinton.
Yeah, my Hank Hill pretty much doubles as all my impressions. Yeah. Hey, how's your Christopher Walken?
Oh, God damn it. I swear to God, you talk to my guy, you like that one more time, I'm going to stab you in the eye with a soldering iron.
See, how's that for Christopher Walken, everybody? Christopher Walken. Hey.
Just put a pause in it, that's all.
I don't think that works.
No, I couldn't even finish it.
Have you ever posted at a quick stop lately?
No, dude.
This is something that's been going on for a while. You know, Kevin Smith and Scott Mosier's Smodcast is hosted on the Quick Stop, right? They have no other interaction with that fucking website whatsoever. They don't post there. They don't give interviews. Nothing. Fucking just like the dirty redheaded stepchild of the Viewskewers, right? Well, every time a new listener comes on to Smodcast, they go and post in the forums, Kevin and Scott, love your show. You guys rock. I want to suck your cocks off. Woo!
Yeah,
you
typical.
Know? And, oh, I've got a couple suggestions for you. So my job has become now, every single time, to respond with, they don't post here.
Ever.
But it's so fucking ridiculous. Like, I kind of just went around and checked shit out for a couple weeks before I even started posting, just like kind of see how things worked. Some of these fuckers don't do that shit, God, man.
Dude, I still feel like I need to do that. Like, sometimes I'm like, I'm going to throw this. Nah, I don't really know.
You probably should by now. I mean, you've been registered for like 3 months.
I know. I don't know.
We could use you about the place, really.
I have more fun looking at everybody else go back and forth than like adding my own dumb bullshit.
We've been getting along pretty well lately on the boards, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, we shouldn't talk about this anymore. It's incredibly boring to anyone who doesn't post the message boards.
You know what I do hate, though, speaking of...
I started the conversation. I should be the one apologizing.
I know, but I'm continuing.
Yes.
I hate, just like you said, people scrambling for his approval. Like, dude, love you.
Yeah, that's why I hate people
that like post to his blogs on MySpace, like, haha, first.
Yeah, like any, like he's paying attention
or
to any
people that
kind
act
of shit.
Like they know him personally, like, haha, Kev, you kill me. You don't know him. Don't fucking call him Kevin. He doesn't give a shit anyway.
And the only time he would kill you is if he seen you coming out over the wall of his palatial mansion.
Yeah. Yeah. No shit.
I did kill you there.
I just hate that kind of shit, though.
Yeah. Well, it's just such a weird niche. Like, you know, a lot of celebrities have big followings, but the Kevin Smith following is like some kind of a weird aberration.
Mutation
like,
of...
Well, and I think a lot of it comes from when he was newer into the industry, he was very accessible to his fans.
And now
he's
like the Pope in the Pope-mobile. You can't get to that shit.
No, no. And he likes to still kind of bring the appearance of being accessible.
Real, I'm real.
Just don't try to talk to me, man.
Don't give me any fan art.
Yeah, don't bother me, but I'm here for you.
I'm not eating your donut holes either.
Yeah,
well,
no.
I might.
Because I'm fat. Yeah. I think that bothers me. And it's getting to the point where it bothers me so much that I didn't pre-order Three Evening with Kevin Smith sold out.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you know what? I can't give this guy any more of my money.
Yeah.
And it's not because I disagree with him being rich. It's because of how he treats his fans.
Yeah.
And it's a very subtle, condescending bullshit. And he's no Spielberg. It's not like without this rabid outpouring of love from his fans, he would exist. Because he would not. He would not exist without all of these fans that are just like, oh, Kevin, oh, let me rub your back. Oh, let me rub your feet. Let me...
Right.
You know, it's...
He
wouldn't... His movies are good, but they're not good enough to get... I mean, the guy has barely ever turned a profit at the fucking box office.
Yeah, he's always quick to say and acknowledge his fans and, you know, you guys make my sales. DVD is where I make my money. But the people that pour out to support him further when he puts out these, you know, Evening Harder and Three Evening, and he treats them all like, you know, at a distance. I'll talk to you over there, but you stay over there.
Right, right.
I'll
gladly take your $150 per ticket for you to come watch me talk, but Jesus Christ, if you try to make it personal, I'm out.
Yeah.
You know? And in his defense a little bit, a lot of times the people that show up for those things are fucking dill holes. It's an attention battle. Like, oh, let me see if I can get more attention than Kevin Smith, you know? And then it turns into a fucking ridiculous
pissing match.
Yeah,
but
which is
I agree
stupid,
with
but...
some of that, but still, like you said, just the way he subtly is just like...
Yeah, like, oh, I'm big.
Yeah.
You know, I have no doubt in my mind that Zach and Miri will be his biggest movie to date.
Yeah.
No doubt. But that's not because of him.
No.
It's because of fucking...
Yeah, Seth Rogen. Absolutely.
That Seth Rogen is going to carry that picture. That picture could be about a steaming pile of dog shit, and it would still do well because Seth Rogen is hot right now.
I agree completely.
And, you know, Elizabeth Banks ain't ugly. So there's that, you know. Fuck.
Yeah, he's got a lot of good people in that movie that are popular right now.
Right.
He's got, you know, the guy from The Office in there. And
it's just going to be – it's going to be a big movie. It's going to be Kevin Smith's biggest movie to date, which isn't saying a whole shitload of a lot because, again, doesn't make a lot of money at the fucking theater. He just doesn't.
But this one probably will more than the others have.
I think it'll turn a profit. I mean, I think Jersey Girl might have turned a profit at the theater.
Yeah.
But it was an Affleck joint, so of course it would, you know.
Sure.
But not a shit ton of money, and most people didn't like it. I liked it. I liked the movie.
Yeah,
I thought it was a good flick. It's actually the only one of his movies that I haven't purchased yet, and I don't know why. But I enjoyed it. I rented it. Thought it was a great flick.
Yeah. Dude, I got it for the... I'm pretty sure I got it out of the $5 bin.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, the movie didn't do great, but I think it turned a profit.
I still enjoyed it.
And a lot of that, though, the only reason it turned a profit was because Affleck agreed to make it for a ridiculously low sum of money.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't get paid a shit ton to make that movie.
Right.
If he would have taken his normal fucking payday for that movie.
That movie would have been in the hole.
Yeah. But I guess that's just the problem I have is, you know, I just watch all these people fawn over him. And I'd kind of like to see him fawn back a little bit.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I mean, just It's a weird deal because he seems – when you listen to him talk, he talks like we talk. You know, he seems like a regular guy. And then you see him turn that corner at like an evening – at an evening with, and it's just like, holy Anakin to Darth, man. What the fuck happened there? What the fuck happened there? And why does this switch not make any sense?
No.
Until you play The Force Unleashed, and then things start to become a little more clear.
Yeah.
Little plug for that game. Because sure. Seriously, the narrative of on that game – is worth playing all the way through.
Yeah.
I think that felt like a Star Wars movie to me.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I'm a nerd. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I guess that's the biggest problem I have with Kevin Smith right now is just his overall, like, I'm a man of the people. And then if I were him, I would at least respond back every once in a while on MySpace. He puts out all these fucking blogs, which are really just advertisements for his movies now.
Yeah.
He used to blog about his day and, you know, kind of, you know.
Like pages right out of his book, basically.
Well, and that's the other thing that pissed me off. Like, I'm glad that I never actually paid money for any of his books.
Because you read it all already.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And even I read Silent Bob Speaks. I got it for Christmas from Jenny's folks. And it was a good book, but I would say 75% of it I had already read.
Yeah.
You know, on his blogs, or I'd heard it in Smodcast. So it's like, God, he's kind of double dipping. You know, it's like, well, if I don't get you on the Smodcast, which is free, okay, I'll give him that. He puts an hour, but okay, I can do that. This is fucking easy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is not hard work. It takes up a little bit of time, but he doesn't even do the time consuming part of it. Plume does that.
Yeah.
They just record the voice tracks. They send it to Ken Plume, and Ken Plume puts all the music in, and that's what takes the most time.
Yeah.
Like, I could fucking hit done on this, right?
Yeah.
I could fucking hit done and put it up, and it would have taken us a grand total of an hour and 15 minutes to throw the show together.
Yeah.
So that's not hard work.
No.
Okay? So, you know, when he's like, well, you know, we do this for free, and we put a lot of love in. No, you don't. You fucking record the shit.
You put the littlest amount of effort that can be considered anything.
Right. Like, it. You know, the Irish on Cabin Fever, they even go out and get musical guests, and they get all
yeah,
the shit
really
and,
cool.
and they put stuff together on theirs. Mm-hmm. You know, they put a shit ton more work into it than fucking Kevin Smith does. But Kevin Smith wants to be known as the fucking god of all podcasting, which is bullshit. Because, you know, and he finally gave Plume credit, like, I don't know, maybe three or four podcasts ago, like went into detail about what Ken does and how much he really has to do with the show and shit. And it was about goddamn time.
Sure.
Because that's part of what makes, you know, Smodcast a little bit better is the underlying music track.
Sure.
That's why we stole it as an idea, is because it's neat.
Yeah,
you know,
it's fun.
And it, you know, it's just, it kind of gives it a little background, a little, like, you know, it's
it just rounds out the experience a little bit.
Exactly. And, you know, so he's not trying that hard. He's not doing a lot of, you know, so it's like, okay, great that you're giving us this conversation for free.
Yeah.
Awesome. But you charge us for everything else, even to the point where to get on viewaskew.com, you have to pay $2. And that's to weed out the idiots who might just be joining on to say that Jay and Silent Bob suck cock. Okay, if they want to say that bad enough, they'll pay $2.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you're not weeding a whole lot of people out. I paid my $2 because I thought maybe it'd be cool. Got on there and went, man, I can't keep up with all these fucking threads. There's just people,
there's like
too many people going, I want to suck your cock, Kevin Smith. I want to suck your cock, Jason Mewes. I want to suck your cock, Kevin Smith. I want to suck your cock, Jason Mewes. Just over and over and over and over. And I'm like, what the fuck? There's nothing redeeming in this fucking, on this page. I wanted to go there and pimp misinformation. And I couldn't even do it. Like, you can't get a fucking a word in edgewise on that fucking board. Unless you've got at least 15,000 posts. And Jesus Christ, get a life. I mean, I've got 3,000 posts in a year, and that's a lot, okay? These motherfuckers have like 5,000 to 6,000 posts per year. That's ridiculous. You have any idea how many people they have over 10,000 posts on that board?
No.
A shit ton.
Fuck
you know
that.
How many people we have on Quick Stop Entertainment over 10,000 posts? One.
Wow.
One. Razorback.
Yeah.
Razorback. And he's a dick. So there's that. Apparently. Yeah. God damn it.
Fuck that.
Yeah. So, I mean, have you interacted with good old RB at all?
No, I have not.
Yeah, you wait. It's a treat.
Great. Mm-hmm. Something to look forward to.
He's a smart guy. He's got a lot of, I mean, he's intelligent, but he's just smart enough to think that he's far more intelligent than he really is. He's one of those. Yeah.
Okay.
Very, very fucking condescending. It may be Kevin Smith. I mean, it's possible.
Holy shit.
I don't know. But yeah, fuck, even, you know, Bytor and JK are the next two highest.
Yeah.
And they're right around 7,000.
Yeah.
You know, so, and they've been members since fucking like 2003. And they're not even to 10,000 yet. And you've got the fucking View Askew jokers there. They're like, boogity boo.
You don't have to be in a hurry to.
Fuck. Yeah, so it's just too much. It's just stop filleting the man, okay? He's already rich and has a wife that he's very attracted to. But, you know, it's he doesn't need this fucking filleting. He's got a beautiful child. He's successful. He doesn't need your fucking undying love. Give that to Jesus.
Awesome.
I didn't mean that.
You guys didn't know this was just an hour-long plug building up to Jesus.
Yeah, what we didn't tell you earlier is that, oh, they got to us.
Oh, I've been converted.
They got to us. I'm wearing special underwear right now. Oh, God. Almighty Father. Yeah, so just back off the filleting Kevin Smith a little bit. Seriously, give the guy some breathing room. Maybe he'll turn back to normal if you guys stop stoking his fucking ego so much. Mm-hmm. When someone on the boards the other day said that the Kevin Smith movies are akin to Star Wars.
What?
Yes, in their importance to like pop culture and their legacy. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong
no,
with you?
No, they're not. No.
Made me sick to my stomach. I was like, you are obviously less than 20 years old.
Like, you know he doesn't monitor this site, right?
Yeah. Well, jeez. And it's just... Well, that... And you would have to be under 20 years old.
To think that that's, like, the greatest cinematic achievement
right.
of all time.
Yeah, I mean, to not been able to appreciate Star Wars when it first happened.
Yeah.
Like, the original trilogy, the real movies, before Lucas lost his fucking mind. Yeah, those were good. And speaking of people losing their minds, New Kids on the Block are on tour again.
Yeah, dude, one of the girls that works for me has tickets.
They're like...
She's very excited.
She say how much they were?
Ridiculous.
Yeah, like 125,
something
$200,
like that.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Now, is she the type of person that you would expect to want to go to a New Kids on the Block
well,
concert?
I just
or is
asked
she like...
her why she wanted to pay $120 to go see pedophiles.
Because that song, you know,
I
about,
asked
yeah.
her, you know, I, well, not just that, I told her, I said, think about it. I said, take them at the age that they are now, and you go and you put them in the show, and there will be, no doubtly, you know, 13-year-old girls there at that show.
Why? Why would
but,
they go?
Wait, let me finish this. And you know that at some point they're going to revert back to all their old material, so singing any of the songs that they sang then, now, makes them creepy.
Right.
And I said, maybe they kept their name New Kids on the Block for a reason. That's who they're looking for.
Well, but I don't understand what the appeal would be for a 13-year-old girl now to go see their show.
I don't know.
I mean, there's no... They don't understand who they are. And they're not good now.
So they're
awful. I mean...
Carrie, she's excited to go see them.
You dropped her name and everything.
It doesn't matter. I'm not bashing her. I'm just saying that she has terrible taste in music.
So, like, is she... I mean... Like, normally what I would picture as their primary audience right now is, like, 28 to 35-year-old fat girls.
That's not her.
Okay, but that's what I picture.
But, yeah.
I mean...
I hear you.
It's not her?
No. But, still, I was like... And I'm serious. Excited. Like, she... The day they first came back and they were having their performance on the Today Show,
right.
She had to time her break at work so that she would be in the break room so she could watch.
Oh, obviously someone else whose DVR didn't show up on time.
It's a fucking epidemic.
What the fuck?
But, yeah, that fucking devout.
You guys got a flat screen in the break room yet?
Yeah.
About goddamn time.
Yeah.
That projection screen TV was a joke.
Yeah, we sold it. Like, Tristan bought it for like $50.
Really?
They auctioned that shit off.
That's awesome. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't understand what the appeal would be to a 13-year-old girl now. I mean, they had that single that they released, but it was a fucking... That single made me feel dirty.
Still, it's pop music, so woo.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Weird. I don't like it.
I'll be curious to see what she thought of the show afterwards.
Well, I saw some pictures of one of the shows. One of the girls that I went to college with had some pictures on her Facebook or cousins or something.
Yeah.
And it looked very gay. Which reminds me, actually, that I had a buddy in high school who, speaking of gay,
oh, God.
He was the only boy on a bus to go to see a New Kids on the Block concert that he won tickets for on a radio station. The only boy.
Ooh.
Yeah, like that won't fucking skew your fucking masculinity for the rest of your life.
Was it my brother?
No, it wasn't. Why, did your brother go see the New Kids?
No, I just, would he tell me? I gave him a hard enough time as it is.
you
listen to what?
One of your sisters is like, what happened to my Donnie doll?
Oh,
he got some gross stuff on it. I couldn't
got some nasty stuff on it.
I'm gonna leave it that way. I didn't want to, but I had to wash it. I didn't give it a bath.
I got a little rough with him, and the head came off, and I was trying to glue the head back on. Glue, that's right.
Organic glue.
Oh, fucking Christ.
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Fucking Christ. Speaking of Mary Magdalene. Oh, yeah. Fucking awesome.
Holy shit.
Pimp.
Wow. Yeah.
So, yeah.
We've been all over the place, but it all comes back to Jesus.
Doesn't it always, though? Doesn't it always? Speaking of misinformation, the story of Jesus Christ. What better fucking forum to talk about that story?
And how?
Than a show called Misinformation.
Fuck yeah.
Because really, nothing about it's true.
No.
No. Pretty inspirational leader. You know, and maybe in 2,000 years they're going to be talking about JFK. Yeah. As being the son. They'll just rewrite history. He was the son of God.
He was Santa Claus, too. Oh,
he was the son of God. Couldn't dodge that bullet, though. Fuck. You know, oh, he took a bullet for your sins. Yeah, he threw his head right in the way.
And back into the left.
Back into the left. And then that governor, man, he was just like a regular John the Baptist. Put his wrist right out there to try to save us all.
Mm.
Yeah. Fuck, no fucking way.
Christ.
Again, oh, with the Jesus Christ.
I'm not, that wasn't.
If you say his name three times, it's like fucking Beetlejuice, so come back.
Oh,
and then we'll have to deal with the rapture, and that's going to be bad for us, okay? So, on the Jesus, all right?
I'm done.
Because, you know, the last thing I need is the rapture right now.
Well, yeah.
I haven't made my sins look okay. Because there's really no being forgiven. You just have to put a spin on them.
Yeah.
You need a spin on your sin to make it look like it was, you know, all right. If you think about it. Because really, suicide is a sin, right?
Yeah.
But when Jesus agreed to die on the cross, wasn't it really just an assisted suicide? Right? But no, he put a spin on it. He had his people put a spin on it. Okay? So now it's, oh my gosh, he was a martyr. He died for us. Yeah, okay. All right, whatever gets you into heaven, that and being the son of God, I guess. Yeah. Whatever.
Too many rules. Gets confusing.
It's just like regular politics, though. Yeah. You know the right people, and the rules get changed for you.
Exactly.
Ta-da, Jesus is the savior now. Yeah. You know, he was just a fucking carpenter. You know? Whatever. Choose. Choose wisely.
You have chosen poorly.
No, no, no. Oh my god, that man's eyeballs are gone. Awesome. I think we're starting to run out of gas here. It's probably about time to wrap it, wrap. Wrap it up.
Oh, but I had more questions about God.
Oh, ask away, buddy. I'll see if I can answer them for you.
No, I got nothing.
Even if I don't know the right answer, I'll make one up. I'll be more than happy to make one up.
All right, dude. Okay. We were watching some show about 9/11 last night.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why. But
I don't like where this
so
is going.
They're showing the clip of people like hanging out the window, all but ready to jump because they're getting, who would you rather burn alive or, you know, fly for a couple seconds and then.
Right.
So let's say these guys believe in God. Does that make what they did suicide? If they knew they were going to burn and chose to take the lesser of two evils there and. Does that expel them from heaven?
Well, let's look at this from the point of view of two different religions.
Go for it.
Okay, if you look at it from the point of view of a fanatical religion that says that you must give God dominion over your entire life, they're going to say yes, because you didn't. The choice that God made for you is to die by fire, and that was going to purge you of your sins. And by accepting God's choice, you will have done the right thing. Okay.
Yeah.
That's one way to look at it.
Yank.
The other way is, if you're a Catholic, just apologize on the way down.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry.
I know what I did was wrong.
Oh, and if you... and if you don't get that whole apology out before the...
Whoops. Well, being a Catholic is all about intent, right?
Yeah.
So if you intended... to apologize, and you knew it in your soul, in your heart, that you were sorry. You're good.
You didn't mean to rape that.
Yeah,
boy. It just kind of happened.
Well, no, you meant to do it, but you feel bad about it now.
That
you're honestly sorry. Then it's okay. Yeah, If you cut up 72 people and ate their livers, and at the time it seemed like a lot of fun, but now I'm sorry.
As long as you're remorseful.
I'm fine. I'm telling you, the Catholics have the best sales pitch for their entire religion. Fuck around, do as much wrong shit as you want, just be penitent at the end. Dude! What the fuck? fuck? Where else can you get away with that shit? No wonder the Jews were like, what the fuck? Why you put that fucker on a cross? He's obviously nuts. Yeah. Like, we can overlook the part where he thinks he's the son of God, but if he thinks a simple I'm sorry is going to get you into the kingdom of heaven, that dude's lost his fucking mind. For Christ's sake, he's been fucking a whore. He's obviously got syphilis and is going nuts. Check for a shaker on that guy's wing. Oh. So there you have it. Ask me another question about religion, Eric.
I think I'm done. I'm too scared.
All right, anything to add before we take off? Thanks for coming back. I appreciate you, being a part of the team again.
It's been fun.
All right, good. This has been another episode of Misinformation. I'm Zach.
I'm Eric. Go with God.
I love you. Jesus. Against the pricks.
In measured a hundredweight and penny pound. When the man comes around, and I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.
Can I interest you in a copy of The Watchtower?
Jehovah down!